Welcome to the True Safety Podcast with Apollonia Rockwell, where each week you hear from safety industry experts and leaders discussing safety culture, team development, and the future of the safety industry. If you are looking for help with your safety program or have questions, head to truesafetyservices.com/podcast. Let's get started.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the True Safety Podcast with Apollonia Rockwell. Again, my name is Seth Silvers, usually on the back side of the mic. Here today with Apollonia to really talk about True Safety and talk about your company. We often talk about a lot of other companies and the guest companies and the industry. But today we're just talking about what's some of the new things that's happening in your company, and also why does that matter? Why is this exciting to you? So I'm just going to kind of open that bag up and say, like, what's been happening at True Safety recently that's been really exciting to you and that you're excited about, Apollonia?
Easy answer. I am so excited about the CDL school that we've launched. And as of February of this year, it's become mandated that drivers, new CDL drivers, have to go through an entry-level driver training. So in the past, you see CDL schools here or there, but they were recommendations. It was a good thing to do. But now FMCSA has really put their foot down and said, hey, no, you have to be trained classroom portion and behind the wheel portion. So there's a bunch of rules and regulations around what the training needs to entail. But we have, since this became mandated in February, we've launched immediately that month the online portion, the classroom portion of it all. And so we've been serving people all around the world, which has been really, really exciting. But now in August, we're going to launch our in-person training, so our behind-the-wheel training. So we will have a full-blown CDL school. So I'm really, really excited about that.
That's great. And is that happening? Is there other CDL schools around you, even just like in the population groups you're serving and different things? Like, is this a common thing, or is this like a really big need that you're filling in your community?
Yeah, it's a huge need. There are no other CDL schools in Greeley, which is really hard to believe. We have schools 45 miles out. You know, there's a school in Fort Collins, I believe. There's a few in Denver, but not a school in Greeley. I know that Ames used to have a school in Greeley, but they moved their program to another location, I think in Longmont or something. So yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, that's one of the classes that you're excited about. You're also doing more with like HAZWOP or HAZMAT, T-Norm, like tell us a little bit about those as well and why those are, why it's exciting to you for those.
Yeah. Yep. So recently we've done more than ever. I feel like these last couple months, we've done a lot of HAZWOP classes. These are 40-hour courses that are super, you know, you can imagine they're so time consuming. Imagine sitting in a classroom for, you know, Monday through Friday, 8-hour days. These are tough classes. But we have phenomenal instructors, phenomenal content. We really believe in hands-on training. And so people are flocking to us to take our classes because the experience is fantastic. And then T-Norm is something newer too. There's always been norm classes out there, but Colorado recently made it mandated. They've mandated that all employees exposed to naturally occurring radioactive material get trained in this. So a lot of larger oil and gas producers are requiring their employees and contractors to go through this training. And just like that, we started providing this class. So it's exciting. And I'm really excited because I strongly believe that we have the best training in Colorado. And the reason why I believe in that is because we have a technique where the majority of our classes are hands-on. Just these last couple months, we introduced augmented reality into all of our classes. So when you're taking a normal first aid class with us, or you're taking a safe land class with us, you have an opportunity to use your phone scan a code, scan a QR code from the screen and see real life scenarios in your, in the classroom, or if you're taking the class live virtual from with us, if you're in Texas, California, New York, you see what we're seeing right in your bedroom. If you're taking the class there, which a lot of people do, we do a ton of virtual reality classes. So it's that's probably another thing I'm really excited about is the AR stuff that we launched. That's been awesome. But going back to the reason why we're excited about it is because this new wave of employees need to be trained different. And we train them the best because we're innovative. We're not afraid to try new technology when most training providers are still stuck in the past with PowerPoint. So I know we serve, I know we serve well. I know we put on phenomenal classes. We get great reviews all the time, you know, so that's what's fun about it.
And I mean, you're doing such a good job of adding some of these like new mandatory classes.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing we regularly talk about on the show is like, the training is important, but usually the incidents don't happen because of lack of training or lack of knowledge. It's usually lack of culture and lack of leadership or like management skills or different things like that.
Exactly.
So there's always been this unique like the true safety flavor that makes your training unique is really like safety management and more the people side of things. So what are some of the new things that are going on in like the safety management side of things that might not be mandatory, but might be essential?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Great question. So these last 2 months, we just recently started offering a safety management class. So in the past, we used to just have classes that served the end user employee boots on the ground. And now we opened up our doors to safety managers. And the reason why we started offering that class is because we had so many, again, going back to the need, we've had so many safety managers or aspiring safety managers asking our guys in the field, asking the girls on our team, like, how did you get your foot in the door with safety? Like, there are no safety professional resources versus just diving heads in and getting your bachelor's in occupational health and safety or getting your CSB. Like, where's something that I can just get started with? Or maybe I don't want to go the college route. Like, what are, and so we provide real life tools on how we are currently succeeding as safety professionals, safety consultants out in the field. And what makes our training better than anyone, in my opinion, is because we have field safety professionals that are actually serving customers on a day-to-day basis. Those are your instructors. I've taken a ton of safety management classes by people that are not safety managers. Like, they're not currently serving customers. And so since our instructors are live time getting real life experience every single day, they provide some phenomenal classes. So that's what's exciting about that one.
It's evident that you are actually excited about this stuff. Why? Like, why does, you know, adding more safety training, adding more management training, like, why does this get you going? And why is it really exciting to you that you're being able to add more and more of these trainings and classes?
It's exciting to me because since the beginning, I feel that we train people in a different way, better than any other training that I've ever been involved with, that I've seen, and the feedback that we receive. Let me read you something. This is unique. I just got, one of our instructors just got this feedback. This is what
pumps. I think I know what you're about to read. And I think I saw this the other day and I was really stoked about it.
Yes. This is why I'm all jacked up and excited. Hey, Carlos. Yeah. Hey, Carlos, it's Kyle. Last night there was a big wreck on 10th Street. I was the first one there to help out. And I just want you to know that with your training, I was able to help to the maximum. Thanks, man. And like, I saw that and I just like had tears in my eyes because I'm telling you, like, there's the sales, like, we're the best, we're the number one, we're blah, blah, blah. But like, I truly, to my core, know that our instructors care more about those students in the classroom more than anybody else, hands down. because we strategically hire passionate people that care so much about the end user. And so because that level of care is there, because the level of patience is there, oh my goodness, like talking with different instructors, I mean, the amount of patience that our instructors have and the passion that they have, it's unmatched. It's unmatched. And we're excited about it all the time because when we're doing our group meetings, our team meetings, we talk about, hey, like, this is the feedback I got from the field, even if we're not a trainer at the company, the guys that are just in the field serving, you know, employees that way. Hey, this is the feedback I got. Here's the success story I got. And so since I'm constantly getting fed success stories, that's what gets me so excited because we do it better than anyone. Yeah. And it's all about making sure that workers go home safely. And I work when we are constantly hitting that target, when we're constantly living our mission, my life's mission to bring workers home safely to their families, there's no greater feeling. We do more work with our community. We do more work with the Boys and Girls Club serving our community than anyone. And it feels really, really good to be connected in this way and to be living in that purpose.
Yeah. Those stories are certainly what makes it worth it. And I think it's good evidence that that story is not uncommon in your community. You keep getting them, which is great. Let's kind of close this by just talking about like, where are we going with this? Like, where are you taking True Safety? You know, if we're having this same conversation, just kind of talking about what's going on at True Safety 3 years from now, what does that look like for you?
Our goal is still to become the number one workplace training provider in the world. I mean, I really believe that we have the passion, the people to take us there, to get us there. We're not afraid to embrace technology. We're not afraid to embrace, to fail, and get back up. I think that that's the DNA that True Safety was built on, is being the underdog, is, you know, taking team and people that, you know, never thought that they could be safety professionals. They never, you know, never dreamt that they could be in this spot. And we take them and educate them and get the experience to get there. And so because we have this hungry, like this dogged, like work ethic amongst the team that we have, I believe that anything's possible. So where do we see ourselves? I see the CDL school becoming big time, working with Amazon, working with Walmart, working with larger corporations, small corporations. So I think the CDL division is going to be huge. Also simultaneously enhancing our trainings, Safeland, First Aid, H2S, still excelling in those classes, and also serving on the field safety side. So that's serving companies that actually want to take what they learned in the classroom and they want to enhance that and make sure that their teams are following up with what we said we were going to do in the training, right? And so that's where the elite, it's like the elite that we have, is the site safety stuff. So
I love it. And I love every handful of months pausing on the podcast and taking some updates to share how that journey is going. And that's why we wanted to do this today. So Apollonia, again, thanks for, you know, letting us see into the business. I think that's really helpful for our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the True Safety Podcast with Apollonia Rockwell. If you are looking to save time and money with your safety program this year, we'd love to hear from you. Head to truesafetyservices.com/podcast to schedule a free call with our team, where we will help you identify the biggest opportunities for growth in your company and safety program, and we'll connect you with the right resources to help you grow. Again, that is truesafetyservices.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next week. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and share with your friends. If you know anyone who needs to hear this episode today, click the share button and send them this episode.